It's your turn to join the conversation. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Google Plus. Now, here are your hosts.
Welcome back to Men's Health Live. We're the guys who bring you Men's Health Magazine and menshealth.com. I'm Greg Stebbin. I'm here with Peter Moore, who's the editor of Men's Health, and Paul Keita, another editor who's just an all-around good guy to have around in the radio studio with us.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I don't know if you caught this, guys, but a guy named Dan in Raleigh, North Carolina, where I happen to live. Dan, you know, if you ever want to meet for a beer, just let me know. But he wrote in to Men's Health, and he said, are any of those online retirement calculators better than the rest? And I don't know about the shape of your retirements, guys, but I'm not the right guy to ask about this.
Yeah, you might as well have this question followed up by Peter Moore, Emmaus, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Because I'm hanging on every word here.
And Paul's actually young enough to take some good advice.
What is retirement?
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, what Paul is overlooking across the table is like, when is that old guy going to get out of here so I can shine?
He's like, so we did as we do here at Men's Health Magazine. This is what we do when we don't know the answer to a question. We reach out to an expert. And so on the phone with us is, they call him Dr. C. His real name is Conrad Ciccatello. Dr. C, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. Dr. C is the director of the Graduate Wealth Management Program in the See that? I knew I was going to blow that. Dr. C is the director of the Graduate Wealth Management Program in the Robinson College of Business at Georgia State University. And so, Dr. C, do you get asked questions like this a lot? You know, where should I go online to find the best retirement calculator?
Yes, I get asked these questions a lot. I think people, you know, kind of want to know where they are, sort of like, you know, a health checkup, but they don't really want to spend a lot of time. So those calculators are good for that.
And is this actually a good way to start planning one's retirement using an online calculator? Can someone really carry out an effective plan by using free tools that are online?
It is better than nothing. So I think, you know,
yeah, but that's not a very high recommendation.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what I like about what you all do is you think about sort of men's health in a broad sense. So, you know, if I were having some physical problems, you know, hey, reading WebMD, for example, is better than nothing, or reading some
material
about health.
But it's not as good as reading Men's Health, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, so this is really about health. And yeah, I mean, I think it's better if you go see, you know, a real MD for your health or a financial advisor to get a better estimate. But a lot of people just won't get there, especially if they're young. I mean, they're busy and they're, you know, they're just not worried about it until maybe it's too late.
Well, let me interject here as resident young guy.
Yeah.
Dr. C, I'm 29, and retirement really to me seems like, man, that's going to be double the age of what I am now. You know, for somebody
dream
like
on,
me.
My friend, double your age?
Yeah.
Dream
who
on.
Who knows?
Hey, you know what? Until you said that, I didn't realize that I am double your age, Paul.
Yeah,
and
there we go.
You may have noticed he's not retired.
Right. Here I am across the table from you. Right.
But Dr. C, the question is, like, you know, for younger guys who are listening out there, is this a good place to start, or is this more for people like Greg
the
and Peter?
Old guys.
If you can do this when you're young, the web calculators actually work a lot better for young people, because when you get older, you start getting a lot more moving and or cranky parts. So
now, do they work
if you get a set to 29, that's
great.
Because
they can actually see the numbers?
Well, here's why I try to motivate the younger person to think about this, is don't think about retirement because, as was just said, you get a picture of a creaky old guy. Think of it as freedom. So you're accruing freedom every day that you are accumulating wealth. It just gives you an option on how to spend your time later. And if you don't start thinking about freedom until you're, you know, in their 40s, which is where a lot of people are, you've eliminated a lot of option value. So millennials like to think about freedom. You know, I teach undergrad. You can't sell them on, hey, you know what, start saving money now so that you can look like me. It's about, hey, save some money now so that you can do, you know, maybe work a job you really like in your 30s that maybe doesn't pay you as much, or live in this place which you really like. It's really a freedom calculator, and it's trying to quantify the balance, really, of how you live now and how you live later.
We're talking with Dr. Conrad Ciccatello. They call him Dr. C at the Robinson College of Business at Georgia State University. And he's answering a question we got from one of our readers, Dan in Raleigh, North Carolina. Dan wanted to know if there are some online retirement calculators that are better than others. And Dr. C, I want to ask you a personal question if I can.
Sure.
My personal question is this. This is actually what you do for a living. This is your area of expertise. So of all the things that one should do when planning retirement, mm-hmm. how much of that have you done? Are you at 100%, 90%, 60%?
Well, I think it's one thing to talk. It's another thing to walk. And I mean, I train and educate financial advisors, and so the first thing we talk about is you're going to preach it, you better walk it. And I try my very best to walk. I mean, I'm very close to 55, and I believe we're in a position, you know, to quote unquote retire at a normal working age. But I will tell you something about retirement. A lot of people are not very happy when they do something that they thought they wanted to do their whole life, but turns out not to be what they expected. So here's again this idea of freedom. When I get to be 65, we're on track, if I want to stop quote-unquote working. But it may be something, you know, that I want to continue to do in my life to some extent. Maybe I don't, you know, if I'm around the house all day, my wife might, yeah, that might not be the best deal, right? So I think it really helps to think about this as a continuous process. If you build wealth, you have freedom to do things. And I may just not quit when I'm 65 just because I turned 65, but I want to have the ability and the flexibility to maybe change what I do and, you know, not do things in my life that I don't like as much. So, yes, I think you hit the nail on the head. For advisors in general, walking the walk is important, even for professors.
All right. Dr. Ciccatello, that was a great way to wrap this up. He's Dr. Conrad Ciccatello. He's from the Robinson College of Business at Georgia State University. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for giving us that advice. This is Men's Health Live. We'll be right back.
This show is presented in part by Subaru. Love. It's what makes Subaru a Subaru. We'll be right back.